You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Family, and welcome to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Ms. Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered the Power Zone with DU. Good evening, all. Today is Wednesday, February the 15th. It is the day after Valentine's Day. I hope you all had a great time with your loves. And I say loves because that's inclusive of family members, parents, children, grandparents, friends. It is just not limited to couples. A lot of people get depressed around Valentine's Day because they feel if they're not in a relationship, then they can't partake in the festivities. That's not true. I hope you all told someone that is near and dear to your heart that you love and appreciate them on yesterday. If you haven't, there is still time. Make sure that you do so when you hang up the phone or in between the Power Zone with DU. Outside of that, it's a pleasure to be back out here with you guys. We have an amazing show in store for you all on this evening. I'm going to speak to our upcoming event at Fusion East Restaurant. I've been talking a lot about the Tri-Borough Football League and their meet and greet and professional development workshop. We're going to talk about that, and I have the commissioner himself that's going to be joining us on the call on this evening to speak a little bit to the organization and an upcoming event. Now, if you're tuned in for the very first time, it's a pleasure to have you out here. We want you to sit back and enjoy yourselves. Remember to check out the archives on our radio page. That's the Power Zone with DU at Blog Talk Radio. Check out the archives. Let your family and friends know about it. Tweet it out, Facebook it out, LinkedIn it out. Let everybody know the Power Zone with DU is the place to be. And if you are a returning listener, well, you know we appreciate you for coming back each and every weekend. We're going to go out on a small break, family. And when we return, I'm going to speak a little bit more to our guests for this evening, as well as some of our additional upcoming happenings. We'll be right back after the small break, family. Darlene A. Anderson, founder and president of Darlene's Utopia. I would like to invite you all out to the 3rd annual conference of the Making of Moguls, scheduled to be held on April the 1st of 2017 at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York. The Making of Moguls is a component of Darlene's Utopia. This annual conference is designed to educate, motivate, and enable entrepreneurs as it relates to establishing successful businesses and maintaining them. Event concentrations to include, but are not limited to, public speaking, business structure, tax preparation, legal services, stress management, personal and professional branding, social media branding, goal setting, and mastermind affiliations. To learn more about the Making of Moguls, please visit us online at Darlene's Utopia. We hope to see you there.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Regina Turner, the Financial Empowerment Maven of Financial Education Services. I am a proud sponsor of the Making of Moguls 2017 an entrepreneurial conference of Darlene's Utopia. To learn more about my services and the conference, please visit www.darlenesutopia.com. Looking forward to seeing you there. Have a blessed day.
Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you've tried, no matter how often you've tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far. However, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com. Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU with your host, Ms. Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. Now, if you're joining us for the first time, I know you're wondering, what is the Power Zone with DU, or maybe even Darlene's Utopia for that matter? We're going to give you a little information on the both of them. Darlene's Utopia is a New York-based full-service consulting company founded in 2008 with the mission to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through consulting, advocacy, and events. Now, the Power Zone with DU is a component of Darlene's Utopia. Through this 24/7 online radio streaming platform, our aim is to bring life-changing conversations and resources from some of the world's leading thinkers and creators. We are dedicated to bringing our listeners insightful communication and resources that will guide them further in making their personal and professional goals a reality. That is what we do here on the Power Zone with DU. We are taking fantasy and turning it into reality. If you are motivated and you want to do more, we are giving you the resources to do just that. So we invite you again, if you are logging on for the very first time, to check out the archives. There you will see things as it relates to credit repair, housing resources, job development, work readiness skills. There is a slew of resources at your fingertips. Log on. And if you don't see something that you're interested in and you would like for us to seek certain guests to assist you in your elevation, inbox us. Let us know what you're looking for and how we may help you to succeed personally and professionally. Now, this is exclusively for entrepreneurs and small business owners, and we'll even say professionals. We want you to mark your calendars for April the 1st of 2017 for the Making of Moguls, our third entrepreneurial conference scheduled to be held at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York. The Making of Moguls is a conference designed specifically for individuals who are starting businesses or have established businesses already, or maybe even thinking about establishing a business. We're giving you the resources and tools you need to succeed. To learn more about the Making of Moguls, log on to Darlene's Utopia. All right, family. I am excited about this show. We have the commissioner of the Triborough Football League that's going to join us a little later on in the show. And he's going to speak to his league, 10 teams throughout the greater New York and Connecticut, and what he's doing to help make a difference in the lives of others. These are young men ages 18 to 30 years old. He's been around for a really long time, and he's doing a lot of great things in the lives of these young men. In addition to that, he's going to speak to his latest initiative that I myself, Darlene A. Anderson, will be partnering with his organization on. I want you all to sit back. I'm going to bring them forth in a second, and we're going to dive into the Tri Football League, what it's all about, and how you can be a part of this initiative for change on March the 4th of 2017. We'll be right back, family, after this small break.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christine McPherson-Smith of Five Links Enterprises, an at-home business geared to helping everyday people save on bills from their home and small businesses, while generating residual income and increasing your profits. We also support living a better life with our High Five Wellness products. I am a proud sponsor of the Making of the Moguls 2017, an entrepreneurial conference of Darlene's Utopia. To learn more about my services and the conference, visit www.darlenesutopia.com. Hope to see you there.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU with your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And we are discussing semi-pro football. Yes, semi-pro football. I've been speaking to, for the past couple of weeks, an event on March the 4th of 2017 at Fusion East Restaurant with the Triborough Football League. I'm excited about this. We will be in partnership with them, coming out for the very first meet and greet with their whole league. Now, their league is embodied of 10 teams serving the greater New York and the Connecticut area with men ages 18 to 30 years old. This is awesome because not only are they teaching skills of winning on the field, they are helping elevate these men to the next level off the field. They are looking at barriers that are limiting them from advancing, and they're providing services and resources to say, you know what? We just don't care about winning games. We care about your life overall. So it's an honor to be a part of this. Darlene's Utopia will be facilitating the event. I will be hosting the event. Ms. Darlene Anderson, myself, will be hosting the event. And we're going to be bringing forth a lot of great resources that we're going to speak to a little later on the show. But for now, I know you all just want to get to the meat and potatoes of the interview. So drum roll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Power Zone with DU, without further ado, I introduce to you the man, Mr. Al Chambliss of the Triborough Football League. Commissioner, welcome to the Power Zone with DU.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So we're excited about this collaboration that we're going to speak to in a little while. And I know you have your own followers, your networks that are on the Power Zone with DU on this evening. But before we speak to that, I want our listeners to learn a little bit more about you. So let's speak about who exactly Al Chambliss is without the commissioner. We're going to get to all that good stuff. But who is Al?
Okay. Born and raised, for the most part, in the Bronx. Spent a little time down in the country, came back here to live with my dad, and, you know, what you see is what you get at this point.
Awesome, and it's nothing like those country roots. He said, you know, it's in you. It's just like when you're a New Yorker. Once you're a New Yorker, you're always a New Yorker. Once you're from the South, you always are from the South. There are mannerisms that you can't get away from. That's a great thing. Okay, so you are now in the Bronx, which we hear on the Poly Zone. We love the Bronx. I am now here in the Bronx, formerly from Brooklyn, two and the same yet different. It took some getting used to. So now you're out here in the Bronx, and everybody keeps saying, look, you can't keep dual residency. You got to claim one borough. I'm kind of playing on both. But you're out here in the Bronx. Is the Bronx where you first began your love for football? Did you play football as a youth yourself?
Yeah. What happened was being that my grandmother, my dad, my family, my father's side of the family, everybody was very religious and in church all the time. So high school wise, I didn't get an opportunity to play. So when I got the opportunity, it was after I graduated from high school, and I came across an ad in the newspaper about a team that was practicing out in Brooklyn. I chose to go play football. I played for 6 years, I believe it was, until I got injured. And when I got injured, that was it for me. And from that point on, I had a friend of mine that I was, you know, with the team that I was practicing with. And he gave me an opportunity to start coaching. And, you know, he bared with me through my learning career of coaching with the team. Yeah. And with that particular team, which is out in Queens, called the Queens Scorpions, we played out of Liberty Park.
Okay, yeah. So you go ahead. So you actually fell into the same league that you're actually the commissioner of, and that is individuals 18 and 30 that are not playing ball in high school and or college, correct?
Correct. Well, kind of. Because when I first came in as a player, there was a gentleman that ran the league by the name of Mr. Arthur Finnegan, Irish gentleman, older guy. And he was the commissioner of the what was called at the time Tri-State Football League.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that was, I'm going back into the 80s, like 81, 82, by 82. And, you know, we had various teams around in the city at that point. And then I went on to play for a team in Queens called the Queens Scorpions with Mr. Doug Billups. And when Mr. Finnegan didn't want to do the league anymore, Doug Billups took it over. And again, by me coaching his team, you know, it privy me to be in the room where decisions was made and learning how to run the league and different things like that, you know. And the league took on different transformations through different owners, and what you call in business hostile takeovers, which is where it went through a few hostile takeovers, and which is the reason why you have the five-star football league now, and you have the MLF football league as well. Because all of us used to be together. A few years ago, there was a few teams that was in the five-star and a couple that was in MLF that their teams wasn't that up to par with everybody else, I would say. You know, mm-hmm. So and they wanted a place for parity for those particular teams to be able to play. And they asked me, because I coached the Seminoles that's here in the five-star, now MLF, various different teams. A lot of people know me from coaching. And these teams asked me to come together, would I run the league for them? And I took it half-heartedly, you know. Took it half-heartedly because I had already walked away from football. And I was out of the loop for, say, I think 4 years. At that point, being older now, because I've been doing it since 81. So being older now, I decided to be one of those that, you know, to be at church all the time and giving God my time, you know. So that's what I chose to do. That's the reason why I walked away from football. The thing was is that I did not want, if I, you know, ventured into this, my biggest thing was I did not want it to take me away from service. From being at church, from being the servant, you know, and that I do at my church, you know what I mean? So, and I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to incorporate, you know, my faith, what I believe in, how I believe, and try to speak to these young men, you know, and try to just help them to see a different way, you know, and...
Yeah.
That's what I chose to do. And that was my, heart passion about it because I really do, have a heart for people. Football is what we do, but it's not who we are.
I love that, Commissioner. That said, that speaks volume to the upcoming event that you're going to be doing on March the 4th that we're going to get into a little later on. But I just want to bring it back to the composition of the league and making it something different, community-oriented. It is also, and I want to let our listeners know, this is a non-profit organization, correct?
Correct. Correct.
It's not just your average football league. There are some leagues that are nonprofit, and there are others that are for-profit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Great, great. I just want our listeners to be aware of that because you gave some good nuggets. So this is a nonprofit organization. Not only can you learn more about it, but you can donate to this. So I encourage you all, if you are on your devices right now, log into, you can go through our radio page to check out the Tribal Football League, or you can check them out on Facebook. They have their Facebook page up there. You can go and you can explore, and you can donate to the cause. I'm listening to you right now and just speaking about the morals, the values, and ethics that you put into it from the very beginning. And that is extremely important. It's not just about winning on the field. It's also relevant to make sure that they're excelling outside of the field. And you mentioned a lot of social issues that we're going to tap into when we return from the break. I want to ask you, if you can, what song motivates you and why, Commissioner?
Well, being that I'm an old school guy, I would have to say Earth, Wind, and Fire. And one of the song that come to mind is Be Ever Wonderful.
Family, we're going to go out on Be Ever Wonderful, and we'll be right back after this small break.
Greetings. My name is Denise G. Haney, CEO and founder of the Spa Expectations Corporation, and I'm also the sponsor of the Making of Moguls 2017. The Making of Moguls 2017 is an entrepreneurial conference of Darlene's Utopia. To learn more about my services and the conference, please visit www.darlenesutopia.com. Hope to see you there. And remember, always expect the best in your life.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Ms. Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And I am here on the zone with the commissioner of the Tri-Borough Football League, Mr. Al Chambliss himself. Welcome back to the call, Mr. Chambliss.
Thank you.
So when we left, we were actually about to dive into, and I wanted to just pause it for a second and come back, because what you are really about to speak to is important, and a lot of commissioners, a lot of coaches, a lot of activists in the community are not really touching on this the way it needs to. We say we want change, but we really don't know what to do to work towards change. There are many great leaders that are doing this, but then there are a lot that aren't. So really to speak to how you are trying to help these young men succeed off the field is relevant. You mentioned shootings. You mentioned poverty. What did you start to put in place initially when you came on and created the culture of the league?
Well, the first thing that I did was I made myself available. I made myself available to these young men just to hear their voice, just to hear what their concerns are. You know, I just like to think that through what we're doing, we are making the difference. We're changing, i.e. what we're going to implement this year is the elimination of the N-word on the field. Now, can we do it? Can we be successful? I'm not sure, but we're going to try.
You have to really, it starts with one person, like yourself. And then it branches off to your coaches, because I know a few of your coaches talking about that and excited about that, and then the players, and then their families. It has to start somewhere. When I'm in the street, I see young people, and I will say something. I'm excited about that, and I'm definitely going to follow that. So that initiative is great. So let's speak a little bit about March the 4th. March the 4th is your meet and greet, your very first meet and greet, with a concentration on personal and professional development. And we're going to get into what those aspects will be. But the purpose of you doing this, as you stated, is to do more than just winning on the field. How do you think these men are going to receive this, and what do you want to walk away feeling on that day?
The response that I got back from this meet and greet and everything else has been positive so far. You know, and I'm hearing that there's a lot of players that haven't responded to us on Facebook but are speaking to their coaches looking forward to this. You know what I mean? So what I want them to take home from this is a sense of self-worth. You know, I am somebody. And just because my circumstances don't define me. You know what I mean? I want them to be able to know that they can be more than who they are. You know, but the key is, I don't want to be part of the crabs in the barrel, if you will.
Yes.
In other words, somebody told me how to get out.
So I just want to say, I want to speak to our listeners and let them know exactly what we're giving these young people. And again, we are excited at Darling Utopia to be in partnership with this. We are actually taking all social barriers as per the commissioner and really bringing our partners to address conditions, things, financial stability, legal services, education, parenting, employment, health and wellness, entrepreneurship. So we're looking forward to bringing some of these resources. And we have Nova Law Firm, who actually provides, not for everyone, I don't want listeners to think that it's free, but Nova Law Firm is known for taking specific cases, whereas they will provide a free service to you. They'll do pro bono work for you for your case if you don't have the money. And those cases vary, but they will come out and give consultations. There are individuals that are preparing for federal cases and don't have the proper support in it, don't have the proper legal services. So you can speak to Nova about these things. And then we also have the credit people. Young people, credit. Get your credit right from the very beginning. You don't have to do it wrong to get it right, especially when you have resources in place. So we're going to be bringing out some great experts about that as well. So in that, are we giving your players everything that they need? Is this something that we forgot? Is this something else that you want us to add to the menu, sir?
Everything so far, what I'm hearing is great. I just want the people to come out to support. You know what I mean? And I can't beat the drum loud enough and hard enough for this. I spoke to the coaches. I'm telling the coaches out in Long Island. These guys they're excited about it, you know, which is one of the reasons why they wanted to come to the league after the conversation that I had with them when they were talking about bringing their team in, you know, about what I wanted. And I told them the same thing. I don't want just the team. I need organizations. I need people that's willing to make changes. I need people that's committed to making changes. Yes, you can only do but so much, but the key is to try. Let's try to make it make a difference in these guys. You know, because one thing I could say about football, friendships in football last forever. There's so many people that went on to graduate from Stony Brook that's in politics. Mm-hmm. There's different people that, you know, Mr. Patrick, if I could call his name, Patrick Jenkins, he's into politics, a graduate of Stony Brook. Mr. Yeah. Kurt Hilton, graduate from Stony Brook, he does the announcing. He began doing announcing for Stony Brook games, you know, and he, that's how he got into the field that he got into, you know. But all of us was at one time in this amateur football that we do. I want these young men to understand that there is a God, number one.
Yes.
I want them to understand that you are a king, number two. You are a father. Learn how to be a father by watching fathers.
I am all in. We are really excited here at Girlies Utopia to be a part of this, to be in partnership. And create memories, help with the fabrics of great foundation. I watch a lot of sports channels, more so than the games for the documentaries. I love to see how things started, the very beginning, who was the supportive mm-hmm. networks in place, who was the mentor, where did they go to school, who were their friends, where are they 15 to 20 years from now. That is important to me. So being a part of this and helping to edify your mission kind of speaks to what I am passionate about overall, and mm-hmm. that's the individual. That's the individual. So I'm really excited, again, that we here are excited to be a part of this event. The commissioner said he needs for you. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. As the commissioner stated, he needs for you guys to show up. Show up. It is open to all. Bring a family member. Bring a friend. Mm-hmm. Come out. Grab a team member. Come out and be a part of what will be the first of hopefully many. And again, that's going to be at Fusion East Restaurant, East New York. That's 1179 Elgin Street, New York, 11239. They have great food there, great decor there, and you will have a great time in East New York to be able to come back home and do this event. We're just in awe with it, Commissioner, and very appreciative for your time and services.
Thank you.
You're very much welcome. We want our listeners to log on to your Facebook fan page. That's the Triborough Football League on Facebook, where you can get more information about March the 4th as well as the league itself and recruitment information. If you're considering joining a team, you can log on, get in contact with the commissioner, and let him know where you are and what you would like to be a part of, and hopefully he can bring that into reality. Commissioner, I know you're quite busy, so we're not going to keep much of your time. It's been a pleasure. Do you
thank
have
you
any final
much.
Words?
Well, I just would like to thank you for everything that you're doing for us and helping us to grow and develop as a product. And I'd like to thank all your listeners for your time. And again, feel free to come out to the meet and greet on March 4th. And at that time, we'll have a schedule if you'd like to come to the games and bring the little ones and just let them see what we're doing in the community.
Awesome, awesome. And I will definitely help to locate that information after the schedule is available. Family, thank you for your time. I want you to tune back into the Power Zone every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Share the archives with your network. It's been a pleasure. Until the next time, be well. This is Darlene A. Anderson signing out on The Power Zone with DU.
The content of The Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from The Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or The Power Zone with DU